we invite those who have been baptized to do. No one is forced to do this, but is to come and tell us just a little bit about their story. What is it that brings them to this point where they want to get baptized today? So I'm going to talk to Andrew, first of all, who's going to come up. We'll not stand right the way up on the stage, because there's about 9 inches between the stage and the pool behind me, which is quite deep, as you'll see in a few minutes. So I think we'll probably stay close to the steps, if that's all right. So I'm going to give you that, Andrew, okay? But just tell us, first of all, a little bit about, you know, how did you come to faith in Jesus Christ? What happened to you?
Okay, well, I first started coming to Crofton Early Learners here at the church. And then I had a bit of a break. I didn't really start coming to church for about, it was probably about 10 years, until about 4 years, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, 2011, my nan and my mum told me about Friday Heroes that was here. And literally, it was just something for me to do on Friday night. I was a bit bored at home, doing nothing, so I decided to come here, and one person that probably helped me quite a lot with that was Matt. I've known him since I was very, very young, and he helped me get involved with all the different youngsters that we have around here. We came to the Soul Survivor. Now, that was a big point for me. Charlie told me about this. I actually didn't think it was going to be as good as I expected, so I actually was planning on leaving home early to get my GCSE results. So I went home on the Wednesday, I think it was, the third day of Soul Survivor. I was really gutted, though, because the day I wanted to give my life to God, Mike Filibarchi forgot to actually bring people to the front. And that was my last day. So I was a bit gutted. I had to go home and not being able to do that. So I was really gutted at that point. But then, obviously, another Friday Heroes year where I became youth leader. I also had another Soul Survivor, which then I gave myself to God, because it was about time, I think, at that point. But the last few months is where it's really sort of struck me the most, because I've started coming more to church every Sunday, pretty much, even though I've been going through really tough times. My family would know about my dad. He's been really ill recently. And even though I've still been coming to church, I wanted to come so that I can talk with God and make him be with my dad's journey to get him better. And it's been such an amazing journey to come with God.
Brilliant. Thanks for telling us that story so well, too. No, there we go. Wouldn't be Crofton Baptist Church for a round of applause, would it? Just tell us briefly, why do you want to get baptised today, then?
Okay, well, I want to commit my life to God now. I mean, Charlie would probably know it's probably a bit overdue now, he probably thinks. And the Bible also says to be baptised as a Christian, so that's something I'm definitely wanting to do. And after all these activities going to Soul Survivor, it's really made me want to do it now.
Fantastic. It's our delight to baptise you a little bit later on. Well done. Thanks, Andrew, very much. Well done. Come on. I want to chat to Helen, okay? Now, most of you know Helen, know that Helen has no difficulty talking, really, for any length of time, really. Isn't that right? But when it comes to doing something like this, Helen, it's much more difficult, isn't it? But as I said to you before the service, we are rooting for you, aren't we? We are with you, okay? So just tell us a little bit about your story. Just what's sort of bringing you to this kind of place in your life? Okay. What's God been doing?
Well, most of you know I actually grew up here from 5 years old to 17 and came to Sunday school with Roy and Ursula, which were just the best times. And I'm really glad that Roy's going to be in the pool with me today, because it just makes me feel a bit braver. We went through JUCOs and Coveys, Brownies Guide. And then I got to 17 and I guess maybe the world looked a bit tempting out there, and I stopped coming to church and made quite a few wrong decisions. And I think making those wrong decisions made me think I wasn't good enough and I wasn't worthy of God's love. Even though I always knew he was there and he did love me, was I good enough? And I think last year, 2015, was a complete turnaround year for me. Because through your teachings, I actually thought, actually, by his grace, I am good enough, and by his grace, I can get in the pool, and by his grace, I can get baptized, and yeah, and one day when I die, and I go up to heaven, he'll just go, she's mine.
That's and absolutely that's right. Wow. That's worth applauding, actually, isn't it? Yeah. Well done. And just briefly, how you want, you know, why you want to be baptized today? What's significant about this bit?
I guess I feel like I've come full circle from when I was 17. It's been great being back at Crofton and doing the Bible study with Sarah and everything like that. And actually, do you know what God speaks to me most when I'm doing the cleaning? He does. I'm cleaning the toilets and he just speaks to me and it's lovely. And I just think now it's just time.
Brilliant.
To just do it and then.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, just in case you're wondering what she was talking about, cleaning the toilets. Callan is cleaning around the church here, okay? It is part of her job to do that. So it's just lovely to hear how God just speaks to you really wherever you are, whatever you're doing, isn't it? But we want to celebrate with you today. Do you want to say something else?
Yeah, I might do actually. Just one last thing. And this just shows how good God is, because when I got married the first time, it was the 25th of May, 1996, and that was one of my wrong decisions and something I really couldn't cope with, the fact that I was divorced and my marriage hadn't worked out. Do you know, to the day, on the 25th of May 2011, so 15 years after I first got married, Charlotte was born, and God said to me, I'm going to give you something new to remember on this day, and that's just how good he is, on that exact day.
Wow.
That's good. All right.
Well done, Helen. I'm going to talk to Hugh and Deanne, okay? Hugh and Deanne have joined our church family probably around middle of last year, somewhere around that sort of point. We're delighted that you guys have come into our church family. But your story is a little bit different because...
You're
not to say that. I'm actually going to say you've been Christians for a bit longer. I'm going to be much more diplomatic about that, actually. But tell us why you want to, you know, just tell us a little bit about your journey of faith, actually. I know it's probably hard to collapse it down into sort of a short kind of answer, but give us a go.
Okay. I was brought up in a Christian home. I went to church from when I was a dot. I was dedicated as a child because our first church was the Baptist church. We then moved and we were part of a different church, and I was part of that church till I was 18. And then, a bit like Helen, I had some prodigal years. I went off to university. I wasn't leading an actively Christian life. I walked away from the church. And then I met this man. Well, I think we kind of led one another back onto the path of faith. We connected up with a local church, and I sort of basically renewed my faith. So it's been quite a journey over most of my life, and that journey's also taken us overseas. We were in Prague for 5 years until June of last year, when we came back and came to Crofton. So it's an interesting and ongoing journey for me.
Brilliant. And why do you want to be baptised? And I will chat to you from there.
Okay. With the exception of my very early years, I've not been part of the church until recently that practiced adult full immersion baptism, and so there was no encouragement for me to really think about baptism in that way. But at the church in Prague and here, I have been encouraged to think about that, and I've realised that Christ modelled it for me and asked me to do it, and so it's about time I did. Better late than never. So it's a sort of an affirmation of my faith at this point in time.
Brilliant. Thanks. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well done. Hugh. Yeah. There you go. Again, just a little bit about your journey of faith, really.
Yes, I mean, my journey is slightly different. I grew up in a very loving and secure family, but it wasn't a Christian family. So if you like, I got my prodigal years out of the way from dot to sort of 26 when I finally became a Christian through Deanne and I working on that together once we got married. So my journey through faith from there has been one of very gradual small steps forward over 26 years. Mm-hmm. That tells you how old I am now. And it has not been one of Damascus Road experiences. It's been one of continual progression. And that's, I guess, what also, just to preempt your next question.
Oh, very good.
Why come to baptism today? Well, I've been married 28 years, everything she said, of course. But also, for me, the journey through my faith, if I didn't take the step of baptism, would be incomplete. And it would always feel incomplete. Mm. Because as Deanne said, we are called by what's in the Bible to baptism. And so that's why I've asked Adrian if I could take this step today.
Brilliant. Thank you, Hugh. Well done. Thank you so much. Brilliant. When we applaud, we're kind of giving glory to God as well, as encouraging those who are telling a little bit of their stories.